We are joined today by Herbie Newell.
Mr. Newell is the President and Executive Director of Lifeline Children's Services. Mr. Newell, sure to appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much, and thanks for this opportunity to get to talk on this very important topic during National Adoption Month.
Absolutely. You just mentioned that National Adoption Month is November, and I tell you what, National Adoption Month is absolutely imperative. It's important because we've got many, many children out there who just want to find their forever home.
That's absolutely true, and what a great time, even getting here towards the end of the year, the month of Thanksgiving, to really be able to celebrate family and the gift of family, and to know that there are so many kids in our country and around the world. UNICEF says between 140 and 153 million orphans around the world. Current statistics in the United States say about 425,000 kids in U.S. foster care. These are all kids that need family, that they need a place to belong. They need a place to find stability. And this is just a great month for us to highlight those kids. And, you know, so many times they are faceless and nameless, but everything changes when we know their names and we see their face.
Absolutely, sir. And these are children of all ages. We're not talking about 1-2-year-olds, but we're talking about older children as well, even some teenagers, right?
Absolutely. The face and the age of the orphan and the vulnerable child here at home and around the world is definitely one of older elementary school students. It's teenagers. It's kids that have potentially even been displaced from their home later in life. It's also kids that have lived either institutionalized or in foster care. And so certainly a lot of times we think of that infant, we think of a baby, but the truly neediest kids are those that are older, maybe even in sibling groups. A lot of sibling groups here in the U.S. and around the world that have been displaced from their family, that need a home, that need a place. And so it's a sad reality when kids are growing up without stability, permanence, and family.
And for our group of stations that reach southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, even into southwest Missouri, I'm sure there are plenty of children, plenty of teenagers, just plenty of young people needing families in this area.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that the ministry I serve, Lifeline Children's Services, is grateful to have the opportunity in your region to do as well, is to bring a ministry we call Families Count. And it's a ministry that's not only trying to find adoptive homes for children, but also trying to get kids back connected to biological families by mentoring and loving on and caring for and teaching and training those biological families. And so at a time when we look at and celebrate adoption and even consider adoption, it's also a great time for us to remember that there's also reconciliation that needs to happen as well. There are kids in Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri right now that have parents that want them, but they need help. They need mentorship. They need job training. They need opportunities. And so never should a child be disconnected from their biological family simply because of poverty or lack of opportunity. And so we need to reach out for all of these teenagers and all of these sibling groups and all of these kids, either to find them permanent homes through adoption or help through reconciliation and restoration with their biological family.
We're speaking with Herbie Newell, President and Executive Director of Lifeline Children's Services. I am sure there are stories of reconciliation and of adoption that have just turned out so well. Do you have a couple that you could share with us?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the great stories that we celebrate this month as a ministry is we've been walking with families and one right there in Kansas who were ready to get their children and bring their children home at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, from the country of China. And one particular family, Kenny and Kristen, just had the opportunity to bring their daughter Hannah home a couple of weeks ago. And they had been waiting for 3.5 years. So Hannah's 8. Before the pandemic, she was a little 4-year-old little girl that was about to come home. But they have now brought her home into their forever family. They're loving on her. They're caring for her. And it's just a beautiful sight to be able to see this little girl finally come home. And the stories of redemption, the stories of how she was waiting for 3.5 years for her mom and dad, who she had met through pictures and through Skype before the pandemic. And then also one of the great places that our ministry really is flourishing is in the state of Kansas, where we've been able to see countless numbers of families. And one particular family that I can think of was a mom who had three children in foster care there in Kansas, and she had petitioned the court several times, but she was able to go through a families count class, and through that families count class, she was connected to a mentor. That mentor started to teach her parenting skills and life skills and job skills. She was able to get a job that wasn't on the night shift, and just about 3 months ago was able to reconcile and reunify with her three children. And so both stories, one with a child that's coming home with permanent after a long wait and a mom that's tried so hard, highlight both the beauty but also the difficulty of adoption. And when we get engaged with adoption, we're entering into the messy, we're entering into the difficult, and we're literally wrapping our family and our lives around those that are vulnerable. But what a beautiful picture it is of the gospel of Christ Jesus, what a beautiful picture it is of grace, and what a beautiful picture it is of just what we were founded on as a country, that family would be the ideal, that everything in our government and everything in our country is based upon.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So if there are people out there who are listening who want to find out more about Lifeline Children's Services, how would they be able to do that?
Absolutely. You can always check us out online at lifelinechild.org. Again, that's lifelinechild.org. And if you're on social media, our handle on all of the major social media sites is at Lifeline Child. We'd love to connect with you, to get you engaged. Maybe, you know, this National Adoption Month, you're not called to adopt. You're not called to foster. There's something that you can do to get engaged on behalf of the orphan, the fatherless, the widow, the stranger, the alien, and the biological family.
All righty. Herbie Newell, President and Executive Director of Lifeline Children's Services, joining us today. And just appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking about National Adoption Month being in November and just some of the great stories that you were able to share. We do appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Anytime. And hopefully many people will get engaged this November.